I wouldn't say that I cold approach just like that. I have made videos on cold approaching and I have done it, but it's not something that I would say that I do. That there's a little bit of a difference. I think a mix of the advice that you've heard works best. So you level up yourself, you focus as much as you can on your own goals, but you stay open to speaking to the girls around you. I personally think cold approaching is cringe. Cold approach is when you go out, you leave your house thinking, okay, I'm going to go speak to some women. It's a little bit disgusting when you really think about it. I think the better thing is forget cold approach, forget red pill, all this stuff. Go and do stuff outside of your house. Speak to people around you like a normal human being. Like on YouTube, don't talk about this because it's not as like cool or anything. But I think it's a lot better if you're outside your house for a few hours inside of the gym, sports clubs, library, bookshop, shopping center, and then you start to just get like more vocal with the people you speak to, the old guy who works behind the till in a store, and you ask him like, how has your day been? Just to kind of like speak to people, and he asks you how your day's been, and you tell him how it's been. Yeah, it was good. I have a call with this group later, which I'm excited for. Thank you today. Literally, if you just say something like that, for a lot of people, that's actually practice to being a human, which most of us aren't very good at these days because we're all addicted to technology. So that's like level one. Then when you're used to doing that, imagine if you spoke to 500 people like that recently. For the 501st person that you speak to, she's a cute girl. Is it going to be as hard to speak to her and ask her like, oh, hey, like, what's your gym workout today? When you've just spoke to 500 people like that compared to how it is now, it's going to be so much easier. And you're going to speak to her like a normal, healthy, like confident human being instead of like a cave dweller who's been watching like red pill videos thinking like, oh, yeah, cold approach. Yeah. Like, you know, like just so this is the way I would give you advice. I'd say choose your goals, work on them as hard as you can as a young man. Meditate, you know, do all the good things, work on the business, and then just spend a good few hours outside almost every single day. Walks, runs, sports, gyms, shopping, whatever it is, and just get into the habit of speaking to as many people as possible. Almost like it's another self-improvement habit that you can add to like a habit tracker. Like speak to a stranger can be one thing, and then soon it could be speak to three strangers every single day. Speak to three people. All you've got to do is say one word to them. Just hi. That gets you a tick. If you say hi to 50 people over the next month, I guarantee you're going to be like 100 times more likely to actually get into way more full conversations with them. It literally starts with like a one word introduction. What do you think of that? Working hard on your business all day, in my opinion, is really beneficial, especially at a young age. I really do think all of us have the capacity to be working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and still, for example, have time to go to the gym, still have time to meditate, still have time to sleep, right? Because it's like, if you don't spend time on bullshit like TikTok, YouTube, all that stuff, then actually you've got time to do all of these things. Then if you add in school, then you have to decrease how much you can work. But my idea, the way I do this, I have these healthy self-improvement habits, like going on walks, meditating. I do them all inside of my morning routine. So I would say do that first thing. And then you still have like seven and a half hours for your business work. Because the mindset I have is some of these things, like these, you know, morning routines, the meditation, the speaking to strangers, these things actually help your work more than you think. You know, if you mentioned business. So if, for example, you want to make content and you want to make YouTube videos, you're going to be speaking about the experiences you have in the real world. You know, when I teach meditation to people, it's because I meditate every single day. When I teach, you know, cold approaching, it's because I cold approached for hours and hours for like literally months and months, or even like over a few years. And so that became the stories that I got to tell. And even if you don't want to be a YouTuber, it developed you into the kind of person who then can make money in other ways because you've got confidence, you've got consistency.